Welcome to a very important and special episode of Bitch Sesh. Danielle Schneider will not be joining us this week because she does not watch Sister Wives. And while that's upsetting, it's important that we have only deep scholars of the text and the work be here. And so joining me today are two lovely co-hosts for our second part, installment of Sister Wives, The Road to Coyote Pass. I am here with scholar and historian, actress, activist, producer, writer, June Diane Raphael, scholar, historian, political correspondent and writer and actress, Elizabeth Lame. And we're here to discuss what went on in season 16 of Sister Wives.
Wow.
Thank you for having us. This has been a long time coming.
It really has.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for hosting us, Casey. And, you know, we needed this space. There's so much to process. And you said season 16 as honestly, and I guess I'll start here, as though there's going to be another season. When to me, it feels like this was it.
There was a finality.
There really was the great experiment, great American experiment has failed.
Well, and here I'll quote Cody. He said, it's like we undertook a great Cody said that. Yeah, we undertook
a great experiment as well.
Yeah, and we failed.
And it has been, I mean, it's been 16 seasons that the editors who deserve an Emmy and honestly an Oscar for their work of eking 16 seasons out of what I assume is 12 hours of footage total.
It's the slowest moving show. It's like that slow cooking movement. That's what it is to television to me. Nothing happens. So for us to get what we got in season 16 was like a little treat.
It's so true. Because I'm going to tell you guys to prepare for today. Because I know fans of Bitch Sesh, after our last episode where we talked Sister Wives, I know people were getting angry at our silence and were misinterpreting it as though we had forgotten them, you know. And it felt like the mob was coming for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, in preparation for today's important episode, I'm going to tell you both, I have spent the last four nights starting over from season one.
Whoa.
June.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so it was fascinating to go back after this season, to go back and to see Robin introduced for the first time.
Yeah. Back when she was kind of fresh off her breakdancing, just fresh.
Yep. Absolutely. Solomon was, you know, was not even a thought in the air. So it was just so fascinating to see them have to escape Lehi. One big the big house in Lehi and head to Vegas.
Christine got out of the basement as a basement wife there.
Okay, I actually want to, and maybe that's where we should start, is in the basement, knowing where we ended. We lost a wife.
A whole ass wife
is gone.
One of four wives is gone.
And also, I just want to point out, nothing happens, as Casey said, but yet so much happened. Like, so much happened, and it felt like it was 16 seasons working towards this climax that we all experienced the way only one wife is experiencing with Cody now. Because we did lose Christine, but it also came to light that Cody is only having sex with Robin.
That's correct. And let's talk about that because...
And they refer to that as both being intimate and a functioning relationship, which is, I love that it's like very shrouded. So much about who's got an intimate relationship and who's got a functioning one. And wow.
And I also feel like Cody is holding on to that D. He's treating his dick like it is the fucking, like, the best gift anyone could ever get. And honestly, he's holding them hostage.
But they're all buying into it. Like, I actually...
That's what's so crazy.
Is there something magical about his dick? Like, I actually am curious.
No, it's just like you put one thing between four people and you suddenly want it. And
yes, this is exactly right.
My friend Liz Feldman pointed out, like, all the other wives are acting like Robin's this smug bitch friend. She's the only one that's like sleeping with him. And it's like, Robin doesn't want this. She doesn't want to be the only one having to pleasure Cody. She's in over her head.
I promise you. Now, I do think Cody has a sexual appetite. I do.
Well, only for certain gals.
Well, no, I think he has, like, that's where I think Cody is fucking insane, which is that I bet you he does want to fuck Mary. I bet you he does want to fuck Christine.
What?
And he's like, yes, I really think, and Janelle, but I bet he's also like, not until you behave the way I want you to. It's so weird. It's so gross. I mean, you guys, I know we got to talk about Christine, but Janelle is a tragic figure.
That is so interesting because I don't see it that way.
I don't either. I see her as a queen, a queen.
Out of all these gals, I think she has figured it out the best. She signed up for this because maybe now where she might be tragic is I do wonder if she's maybe closeted and this is something she signed up for, but she only has to endure Cody once or twice a month. They're not getting it wet. She's got her kids that she can really feel like
she thinks Cody's a good dad
and putting them first. And like, it's working for Janelle in a way that I don't feel it's working for any other person in this relationship.
Well, you know, we had a host, and I want to talk about the reunion, but just to throw out, Sukanya Krishnan, Suki, was our host for the reunion.
Oh, and she did a phenomenal job.
Suki is the most amazing Barbara Walters. Diane Sawyer.
Omnipore.
Brian Williams couldn't have lied about stuff he'd done and gotten there. I've never seen a woman lean in so close, not a note card to be found. And look these jack wagons, as Cody called them, in the eyes. And when Suki had the nerve to ask Janelle, when she pressed her, she's like,
she's like,
are you having an intimate relationship with Cody? I was like screaming. I was so uncomfortable. Then she says to Cody, what helps you stay so in sync with Janelle? And he cuts her off and goes, oh, we're not in sync at all. He goes, we maybe have like a lower attachment marriage or something.
Oof. Okay. See, and this is why I guess, you know, I hear what you're saying about Janelle. Maybe I'm misreading it, but I'm also, as much as you guys are in the finale, I'm also in the beginning times. Okay, so I'm
sorry, we didn't know you wouldn't be here with us.
I got a different scope of work right now because I'm looking at the big picture, and I will tell you that I watched an episode last night, and I don't know if you remember, but it was the episode when they were still living in Vegas in the they weren't in the cul-de-sac yet. They were in the rentals in Vegas. People are never not moving. I mean, the amount of footage we've watched of them loading up trucks.
All 16 of them getting a dresser out. Bumping drywall. They're never not bumping things into drywall.
They are constantly loading and unloading.
And how poetic that, by the way, Cody and Christine's end came about from him installing a door. But we'll get to that.
A door.
Her packing up his stuff. Go on.
We'll get to that. But I watched the episode last night where Mary has a personal trainer at the way they shoot Vegas, it could not look like a more desperate place. She has a personal trainer at this gym in the middle of a strip mall, and she grabs all the gals to go. And it's the beginning of Janelle's weight loss journey on that season. But Janelle is taken there, and the trainer meets all of them and said, you're going to get on the scale, and I'm going to announce your weight. It is the most... What? It's violent. I'm sorry. It's so fucked up. And I don't know why I didn't remember this, but Janelle says that she talks about how like devastated she is to have to do this on camera. Mm. It is so
I love Janelle.
I love Janelle. It is so upsetting. And then he lectures her and says, like, you have the most weight to lose and you're going to have major health consequences, says all this stuff. And she's, they cut to her testimonial and she's like, I know. Dude, I know. Ugh. It's really, really upset me. And I was like, I wish for Janelle is that she had just lived in peace, you know? And it feels like, yes, maybe she's the most okay with this.
But you don't wish she had to be okay with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes me very sad because my, you know, we obviously all actively follow Mary and we see a lot of this.
Oh, of course.
But Janelle's social media presence is hawking weight loss things with her daughter. It makes me very, very sad.
They're all kind of moving different powders and products right now, and pink juices and orange juices, and not a green juice to be found.
No, and it's shrouded in this term like gut health.
It's a new wellness.
It's the new, like, we're not going to say diet. We're not going to say weight loss. We're just going to say, are you struggling with gut health?
I really wonder if my sister's closet.
You mean my sister wife's closet?
Is it my sister wife's closet?
Yeah.
June, clearly you're taking this to doctorate level of knowledge.
Yeah, it's my sister wife's closet.
I wonder if, like, that's something that happened off camera that we don't really know what went down with the wives, and it was like never to be spoken about.
Well, my sister wife's closet is still up and running. I do believe they still have some merch like packed away in a closet that they're trying to move. And I believe that I saw maybe two nights ago the beginning seeds of my sister wife's closet. And it was when all four wives went to another jewelry store in a strip mall where they set out to find a clatter ring for Cody.
I remember when they set out for that clatter.
That clatter ring.
I remember it like it was yesterday. In the hot boiling sun bouncing off their good intentions.
And it's like, you're so right about nothing happens. It's like the previews for what's going to happen after commercial break are a scene of them seeing that the clatter ring has three diamonds and not four. And then you cut from after commercial break and it's like coming up, you see three diamonds and not four. And then you actually watch the scene and you're sort of forced to believe that this is actually like
something. But they've done a brilliant job of it because Elizabeth, you just said like perhaps the like fallout from Sister Wife's closet was off camera. It's like what we actually realized in season 16 is everything that was happening wasn't on camera. Yeah. Like Christine's like, it's obvious Cody and I hated each other. It's like, sorry, I thought your guys before Robin was like a highly functioning marriage.
Yes.
So yes. They've really shown us nothing, and I'm still good with that.
In season 16, the fallout with Janelle, we saw her walking away with Mary going, I can't do
it. I love that scene. Anymore.
We saw that no less than 17 times in the course of season 16.
Yeah.
And that was started this season, and then the end of the season was, we're pretty much done with, you know. But in the middle, there's a whole episode dedicated to a water silo getting planted on the property. And everyone guessing how many gallons of water. Like, they're geniuses.
Well, that's the thing. The show would get very, like, Little House on the Prairie for points, where we're invested and involved in, like,
building a gazebo.
Yes.
And, like, yeah.
Yes. And, yes, and who's going to be near the pond and all that. But what really, to me, Cody has had a mental break due to COVID.
Correct.
COVID broke Cody's brain, and he is no longer with us.
Yes.
He used to be a little more fun-loving.
Case, that's what I wanted to report on from the other side of Sister Wives, from the beginning of Sister Wives, is that he had a light in his eye. He had a spark and a joy. And I do think we have watched this man devolve, I believe, into QAnon.
Yeah, into madness.
Into total fucking madness. And I know it doesn't totally line up with Q, that he is like so paranoid about COVID.
But sometimes those two come and meet. It's like the circle then meets.
Yeah. And just his unwillingness to budge and his sort of like his rigidness. He has become rigid and angry.
And we're not talking, I beg everyone to hear, about the first 2 months of COVID. We're like at points I'm like, oh, I think some of them might have the vaccine, although a couple of them didn't get it. I think Christine is the only one that's publicly said she got a vaccine. That's a different thing. But he's got them wiping down mail with alcohol wipes. We're very deep into the pandemic.
The heartbreak of it is much like all of these wives. Ultimately, you know, in the past seasons, I could say like, I don't get it. I'm not, you know, whatever. But he's a good dad. He has good intentions of being a good dad. When he did not show up for his daughter's massive spine surgery, which you all know I went through spine surgery, that's no joke. And the daughter cannot make it more clear to him that this is an irreparable mistake. They're not coming back from this. He did not show up for the surgery. I think Junior, right, like you see, something has taken hold of him in a way that has changed his actual, like, core essence.
I think so. And he's so, and I believe what has ultimately happened to this family, and yes, there's a pandemic and there's the pressures, but Casey, more than just COVID, I believe what happened to some of the women, and I would include Janelle in this, is their children, they no longer needed childcare.
Mm-hmm. But that's not fair to Robin.
Well, if you want to talk about the nanny, let's talk about the nanny.
Okay. That COVID carrying nanny.
What does the nanny, do?
Christine's dialect is like Dorit. She's like, probably not. I can't always make everybody happy. Very different. Cody and I are very different people. Not. Everything is so punch. Not.
I'm obsessed with the way that they all speak.
I
can't get over it. I can't get over it.
Weird.
But the truth is, like, their kids are now, what this functioned as was like, oh, I'm a woman who wants to have a lot of kids. And there's no way to do that without other moms. And that's great. And I think that really worked. That especially worked beautifully for Janelle and Christine for a time.
Mm-hmm. But Robin signed on to this under the premise of like, we're all going to raise our kids and we're all running back and forth.
Yeah, Robin got fucked.
Fucked.
She got fucked.
Way more than she wants.
She really did.
Way more.
Yes. And is the only one getting fucked.
And as Cody says several times, you know, Robin's kids are, of course, quote, tender ages. She is like, Robin cannot wrap her head around what has happened. And these women, I find them very selfish, some of them. They're just like, oh, we're out. Sorry, we're not supposed to put our kids first. I thought it was really sad that they didn't make Robin's kids a priority to see them at all.
I thought that was terrible. I felt for them, especially Ariella or Ari.
Ari. Now, she's quite a bit older than I thought, the one that was crying at that level.
Well, she does suffer from a panic disorder.
Oh, that's right.
I do have to say, when I look at Mary, I don't understand. She wanted to be with Robin and the kids, and it seems like the kids love Mary.
That was really cute.
That was very sweet. But she's not in a relationship with Cody, and Cody can't be more clear that she can never expect one.
Never heard someone be more clear. Such plain,
take your breath away.
Literally the plainest talk I've ever heard. He's like, Mary, you're disgusting. I'm not married to you, Mary. I hate you. And she's like, I'm sticking around for Cody. She's like, he's my best friend.
And she's like, he's my best friend. She also is so horny for him in this season. I loved that. She's like, give me a list of demands, baby. Every time
he's like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah. He was like, every time she touches me, I want to barf. She's like, a minute to the end. It's so baffling. And I believe what's happened now that these women are no longer like in childbearing years, some of them like Christine and Mary, I do believe he's punishing. He's a punishing man.
Oh,
he's punishing.
He's a misogynist.
Them.
Just the in
and the kids.
Yes, and he's punishing the kids too.
It's your 18. You're 18, Gavin and Gabriel.
It's Gabriel and I mean Logan's been gone for a while. It's Gabriel and one of the other.
It's another G name.
Yeah, Gabriel and
Garen.
I love Gabriel. I'm attracted to Gabriel, and I'll say it right here and right now. I'm so attracted to Gabriel.
Oh, boy.
He's over 18, isn't he? He is over 18. That's the whole thing.
Yes.
I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to see Cody scream at Gabe, your mother's the Teflon king. Your mom screwed me, and she screwed you. It's like, Janelle? Like, we're talking about Janelle here, where we're chopping wood, and Cody just wants to control them all, and he's using COVID to control them all and for women to comply. But I gotta say, I find Christine to be pretty, and I know women shouldn't be, you know, subservient, but Christine is pretty bold and brazen. And I know what you're thinking, which I should be like, why is she stepping out of line? And that's horrible to say. But there's something about her. She's an agitator, though.
Tell me more.
And she was loving flaunting these CDC guidelines. The way she would be like, she goes, we follow the CDC guidelines. Of course. I mean, no one wants to give anyone COVID. She couldn't even get it out. She's such disdain for the virus, such disdain. Someone told her, like, you should just keep saying you follow the guidelines. Mm-hmm. She just, I don't know. I could see why she was almost had gone so far.
Yeah.
That they both kept going further almost.
Listen, I had sympathy for Cody's position.
Like, that's what I'm saying. A little sympathy
really
there.
I did. Cause it's like, you do want to see all of your kids.
And he has to go from house to house. Of course, it's the worst thing that could happen to a plural family is a global pandemic.
And that's why they should have all been living under one house, under one roof.
Exactly, which is what Cody wanted all along.
I know.
So that's where his anger is coming from.
I will say, yes, here's my thought. I think there's so much rage about not having the one house situation.
Oh, God, is there ever.
That he actually didn't. I think that meeting where Janelle said fuck off when she left, I think
he actually didn't want
them all to be together for Thanksgiving. That played out exactly how he wanted it to, because he wanted the rift. He wanted to feel self-righteous. And I really do.
I think you're on to something, Elizabeth. He wanted us to see, like,
keep going.
See what they are.
Yes.
You know?
But then for the nanny to get COVID was tough.
It was tough.
So tough.
And okay, I listen, I believe every woman should have childcare, and that's childcare or whether you have, you know, unpaid friends and family and doing a co-op situation. It is so fucking hard. But it is a little confusing that we've never heard of Cody paying. Because Robin does not work, as far as I know.
But that's because Mary and Janelle, everyone was always around. He didn't need to. And so Robin's probably sitting there going, I've got five fucking kids and none of your goddamn wives will help me with them. I need help. And Cody's living there and he's seeing. He doesn't want to do it. To me, this is Cody calling in childcare because Cody doesn't want to fucking help. And Janelle said it, or Christine said it. He's on his phone the whole time. He'll play a little game with Ari. That's it.
We're calling everyone Ari.
Truly, or Ari.
He has no right to be on his phone the whole time. I'm sorry. He really doesn't. It's like you got a couple hours in each house. Like, get the fuck off your phone.
He's used to bouncing around and like kids being like, daddy's here, you know, and I think he settled into reality of like, oh, wow, I have five kids in one house. Like, this is insane. And I'm with them all day, every day, and they're Zoom schooling. Mm-hmm. And Cody's like, we're getting a nanny.
And it's also like, I can imagine that when the kids are small, you can function as like, this is what the family wants to do. But when you've got teenagers and kids who are out of the house, mm-hmm. That becomes next to impossible. And he's just like so punishing of Janelle for her teens doing what they want to do.
They're his teens too.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, June, going back to the, you know, origin story.
Yeah.
Did it seem in those episodes like, okay, what did Robin seem to be in love with him or the idea? Because that was powerful when she said she had other offers for misogyny. Mm. Not misogyny. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
She, well, it probably was that.
You're right. It probably was. For what's the word I'm looking for? When,
matrimony.
But when two people are just with
monogamy.
Oh, monogamy. Yes. Yes. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, so here's what I learned from the earlier episodes, which I had completely forgotten. Yes, I believe the two of them were in love. I believe that it was a very, I think they fell in love, and I think we saw it on camera. Now, I am going to tell you guys, though, that there was a major rift, and I think it was kind of the beginning of the end. When Cody and Robin got married, as we all know, they had a wedding.
None of the other ladies
had a wedding. We remember that. Okay, fine. Everybody remembers that. He got to see the wedding dress first. He was, you know, the other wives were very upset about that. What I had forgotten that I think is critical is they went on an 11-day honeymoon.
It was 11 days?
It was 11 days. And the wives had a lot of feelings about it. They went to San Diego for 11 days.
San Diego? You can do that in a half a day and you're done.
Literally, that's an afternoon trip.
That's a zoo trip and it's a pub and it's done.
They were in San Diego for 11 days. They were doing water sports. They were surfing.
Holding up, just fucking each other.
And they were fucking their brains out in a hotel room.
Remember when Christine would get that very sad, like one night at a kind of dank cabin?
Yep. So they, while they're on their honeymoon for 11 days, the ladies go camping and they pull out those camping chairs. They're always in those fucking full dark camping chairs.
Those chairs are them.
And putting like big gulps in the cup holders. And you know.
I've never seen a group of gals hate each other more. I just haven't.
You'd never seen it. So they're, of course, we cut to them in their chairs. And they had taken the kids to go camping while this 11-day honeymoon goes on.
And they took Robin's little ones?
I believe so. But I also think Robin's mom came to take care of the kids. But it seemed like a lot of the kids were there. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, they had so much rage about that. And Janelle says in a testimonial with Robin by her side, she says an 11-day honeymoon is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of.
I mean, I didn't go 11 days. That is wild.
I didn't go 11 days either.
I got 11 days with 16 kids at home and three other wives.
What a slap in the face after this huge, massive public celebration of their love.
And I've always kind of been a Robin defender, you know, where I've always felt like she's a sweet person and she has good intentions. Mm-hmm. But when I saw that and how upset the wives were about that, and that that was her first step really into the family, I was like, oh, that was a fucked up move.
Yeah. Well, one she's paying for, I mean, because what I don't remember being very clear and what became very clear in season 16 is how much Robin wanted the sister wives experience. And back then, taking an 11-day honeymoon and things,
she wanted
things
Cody. Such,
it seems like she just wanted Cody. And it's so interesting.
I mean, for her to say my little one doesn't remember the names of her siblings.
That was so dark.
That really showed the breakdown. Because obviously we're just seeing the parts where they're pretty much together.
Doesn't know the siblings' names!
But I also think that for Janelle and Christine, you know, they've already raised their little kids. Are they going to come in? I mean, genuinely.
Look at Mary, though. But Mary, to her credit.
And I give her that credit. But not every woman's going to do that.
Mary still leans in with the kids.
And I appreciate that. But not every woman's going to do that. And I do. And Janelle is like, peace the fuck out. Like, I didn't want to raise small children when I had small children. Okay? I gave them to Christine.
Yeah. I didn't appreciate the amount of times that they knocked Janelle working. They're like, well, Janelle was working. So Christine raised them. Christine's their mom because Janelle was out making money. Like she was whoring.
Even Gabriel and Gavin.
They're like, we'd prefer to be with our real mom, Christine.
Like, while my mom was selling houses. Remember when Janelle was a realtor?
I watched that. I watched them all get into real estate together.
But it is interesting. I just want to say this, and I think COVID's, you know, aged us all a bit, but I will say Robin is our age, and I beg you to go back. I think that this has been so hard on her, and I think that as I understand. Also, I will say, you know, not the same, but we have a kid who we had to hole up in a way that I don't feel like many others did, and it's fucking impossible and exhausting. And
yes,
but it is very interesting to see Christine leaving has set a precedent now. Because at first I was like, well, Cody's gonna have to marry someone new so that the votes aren't even, honestly, so it's not two against two. We need five.
Well, but Elizabeth, Christine may have physically left, but like, Mary's gone. Mary in some ways is more gone than Christine is.
No, Mary is waiting in the wings. Waiting in the wings.
Oh. Guys, I found Mary this season to be delightful.
And you always hated her.
I loved her. I found her fun. I found her amenable. I found her funny and light and breezy. She was just there to pop up her chair and show someone mountains and this and that.
Listen, Mary, I think, was so excited to just be around anyone.
Yes. Really? Like, she had a happy season. I think there was a bump with the catfish. And I think
the catfishing happened like 5 years ago.
I know. But when Suki sat down, we never really even saw that play out to what we all wanted. And when Suki sat down with Cody and she pushed him and he goes, she had the affair. And we hadn't heard that word be used yet with Mary.
Oh.
And I think Mary knows she fucked up on such a level that she's like still like, I see if I'm here, maybe that didn't happen. I think she feels so embarrassed and bad about what happened.
But here's my problem with Cody. I agree, Casey, but I'm also like, he's so punitive with her. He has no grace for her, where I'm like, this woman is here taking care of your children, your young, tender age children. Like, what would you like her to do exactly?
Like, his ego is so big. It's like she crossed him and it was public and she is done. I wonder if Cody's a Scorpio.
Ooh.
Oh, that's interesting. That oh, is interesting.
I do think, though, I think Mary now is watching this unfold, and not in a devious way. I think she just has nothing left to lose. And she is waiting and watching. And Robin's going to get sick. Robin's sick of him already. She's having to endure the sex all the time and the Cody presence all the time. Janelle's out. Christine is fully out. And I think he's going to come sniffing around Mary again. And I think she knows that.
Whoa.
Wow, Elizabeth.
Whoa.
I hope for that.
Really?
Cody's a Capricorn. Sorry, June.
Ugh, that's a blow.
It's a fucking bimmer.
That's a blow.
Well, he's climbing the mountain. You know, that's the Capricorn.
He
is. Climbing the mountain.
He is. And you do have to, I mean, even if it's only been like 25 years with Christine or 20 years, it's like with all these wives, like you do have to have strong management and leadership skills to even just get this far. So I'll give that to him as a Capricorn. But it's funny. I think maybe you're right, Elizabeth, that maybe he just has a lot more punishing to do. And he really seems to want to humiliate these women.
Mm-hmm.
Humiliate them. And let's not forget, you guys, if we are going to break down the numbers, we can't even call Janelle a wife right now because Janelle is his, let's not forget, stepsister. Let us not forget, because I saw the episode in which they made it super clear.
Oh,
Janelle's mom is his stepmom.
Yeah, and when she died and Cody went, this is where I was like, okay, you're going to a funeral, but you didn't go to
for Janelle
surgery or whatever. And also, poor Robin talking about Janelle's mom in a way that I was like, you want to be part of this family, but you're not.
Yeah, Robin's like, they're ready to grieve and go to funerals for people's parents. And they're like, stay out of it. Like, stop trying to get close to us. We don't want to fucking see your kids. We don't want you grieving my mom.
We don't want your condolences.
We don't want shit from you. Poor Robin and her ringlet curls, you know.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. They're so brittle with hairspray that I think if you kind of like push, you know, snap them, they could break off.
It's so hard because when we first met her, because I've been following the curls.
Throughout.
And it's very weird to see a woman who's like, you had more. And I know probably everybody's thinking like, well, isn't this the natural narrative that she had more style when she was younger? But I feel like for all of our friends, we look better as we get older. So it is pretty shocking to see that she has reverted into this like strange kind of
Shirley Temple like.
Yeah.
Well, clinging to something. I will say, I think in 5 years' time, the landscape of Coyote Pass will be, you know, visually very much the same land-wise, but I think that it's very likely that Mary will be back in rotation for sex. I think Janelle will still be a dormant wife who's mentioned.
Always.
And I think that there will be a new, younger model of Robin. I do.
See, I think Cody is done with this lifestyle and possibly this religion. The way he was talking at the end when he was like, I don't know if I believe in any of this again. Whoa. Like, I think Cody has been rocked to his very core. I think it will just end up being him and Robin. I think Mary's there. Largely also they're paying for her house. Let's remember that. I don't mean to be sobering here.
Yeah.
And I think Janelle is there, but they have taken such a hit. I think Janelle was always the steady, dependable. Like, they could have laughs. Like, they are best friends. I believe that. And I think ultimately what we're going to find is that Cody only lives with Robin. He visits occasionally. The kids' relationships break down. The girls side with Christine. I think he's got a lot of problems on his hands with the kids turning on him. Because Christine was like, my girls get so upset when he favors the other wives. Christine's also a victim mentality.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Is Robin staying for him to be just with her?
I think she will.
I think so. I mean, Robin and Janelle do not have a great relationship. When Robin went over with her condolences, she brings something
with
to
that
her.
Cooler. Yeah.
Remember the towel warmer?
Yes, it was something. It was a strange gift.
Janelle, I've never seen her so cold-hearted.
That's
when
I'm
she
saying.
Came out. She goes, thanks.
And she said, it's getting a little cold out.
I think we should go in.
Yeah.
And Robin was like, you could see on her face, it was like, we've been out here for 25 minutes.
Yeah. And I just don't think there's any relationship there.
No. I think Janelle can be a bitch in a way
I
respect.
I think so too.
Like, just kind of like, uh-uh. Like, I don't have time for this. Now, I want to talk about Christine for a second. So I don't buy it with Christine. There's something to me that I don't buy and I can't put my finger on it. I think Christine's known she's leaving for a while. I don't see one tear, one amount of wetness on her cheek. I see her getting her hair. How good did her hair look when she had the half up bun on top to when everything hit the fan?
Yes.
And those gorgeous golden waves were falling.
As she made this choice, to your point, June, she became much more attractive. Like it.
Yes.
Well, she
yes.
was like, I'm getting back out there the way we all do. Yes. Where we're like, we're losing weight. We're getting going.
Yes.
But the way she's just hanging in on Cody, she's like, Cody told me he's not attracted to me and I can't have a marriage like that. I'm like, she doesn't like Cody. Something's going on that I don't find her to be totally truthful about.
Mm.
Now, why Cody would ever tell a wife I wasn't attracted to you is so mean and horrible. And I can see not moving on. I would never want to be married to Cody. There's something about Christine I don't buy.
There's just something I hear what you're saying, Casey. I think, well, again, from watching the earlier seasons, that the moment Robin walked in the door, Christine was out because Christine is, I agree with you, is very emotionally immature. And I think there was a part of her that could never handle having another wife. And she loved being the final wife.
But she should never have even been there. I mean, she said, I'm like the most jealous person you've ever met. It's like, sweetie, this is not
this
for
wasn't
you.
For you. This wasn't for you.
This is like a really, we're zooming out for this question, but I know, I feel like we got insight into why people live this lifestyle a little bit more this season with Cody questioning it. And he said, I know it's so that we're supposed to, my wives are going to become.
Love is meant to be multiplied, not divided.
But that's in the show's like tagline. But he said something about yes. this church being like, the point of it is for my wives to become like angels, or my wives to become celestial.
Yeah.
My question is just truly logistics. Like in that community, if there are four women to every one man, what make ye of all these young boys who are like Gavin and Gabriel or whatever? What are
there's no one named Gavin. I'm almost positive.
It sounds right, but I don't think there's
no one named Gavin, but it's very much so wrong.
It's right on the tip.
Well, that's what was so interesting about Christine when she, in her last testimonial, when she was just like, I don't care. I'm not married in this lifetime. I'm not fucking married in the next life.
And God like, is good with me.
And if he, yes, if anyone has a problem with that, the spirits have a problem with that, like, I don't fucking care. It was so, she burned it to the ground because that's been their whole thing is like, we are worried about, you know, the next spiritual step.
Yeah, we're actually not really here on earth and we are and we aren't.
We are and we aren't. That's why like we are dealing with these human emotions of jealousy because we know once we take that next step, like we need to be past that. And to hear her say like, I don't give a fuck about the next step.
It was chilling.
It was really shocking. And again, for a show where nothing has happened for 16
for us
seasons.
To have to like endure that and be hit with that.
Ooh, it took my breath away.
Well, also when she said, when Suki was like, now, can you see how Robin Suki. Might feel a little, you know, upset? And she's like, it sucks for me to have to break everyone's hearts. I was like, she's so fucking
she
loving
loves
this,
it.
Just slamming yeah. Robin.
How about when Suki asked Cody, Suki asked Cody something and Cody said, it's hard to be intimate when you don't feel safe. And he got her. She was like, oh. Do you remember this moment where she fully bought moment. In and saw? I think the whole thing shifted from there, and Suki gave him a little more bandwidth.
Well, but didn't she press him after that when she continued to talk about Christine, and he said, going to ask you that we stop discussing Christine. It was so interesting to see him have to deal with an adult woman. Who doesn't want to fuck him? Like, what happens there?
And Suki just let the moment ride.
She really did.
She sat in it. And I thought, oh my God, I don't know what I would do in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was basically like, let's watch another clip package and we're continuing on this line of questioning. Thank you.
She wouldn't let him off the hook.
I think Suki felt like Christine was a little slippery.
Yeah.
Christine's just whole thing of like, yeah, sorry, I had to do what I had to do. I choose me. I'm dating myself now. I'm happy. It was just so self-satisfied. I just didn't hear any humility or any sense of like, I am sorry that I made this covenant with these women. And I'm kind of, it was just so quick to be like, this is just about me. And I'm like, you're a bitch.
It did feel like what we've all been hanging on, this special spiritual covenant, when God, I guess, individually came to all of them to like whisper in their ears that this was right. You know, this major kind of messages to hear her be so cavalier.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's done. It was pretty shocking.
And like, I don't even care if I'm divorced by the right like people or gods.
Yeah, church, no church. Like, I fucking put out a statement and that's it. You know,
they
did not put
it.
You guys, they didn't put out a joint statement.
Right.
They did not put out a joint statement.
Robin's anger was interesting. I mean, when Robin was crying and could not collect herself, I was a little bit like, you gotta buck up, sweetie. Like, this is But she was like, I'm sorry, Suki. I've never been questioned like this. I was like, come on, Robin. Let's go. But then when she turned angry later and she was like, they're too able-bodied and not feeble-minded people. Like, they should work out.
They should be fucking.
I was like,
her whole thing.
Yeah, like they can still fuck.
I know his dick works.
She's like, didn't even try to keep fucking.
It's so crazy to be like, why won't you fuck her?
Fuck my husband. Come on. Give it the college try, sweetie.
You can fuck him and she can fuck you. Come on, man.
It's so crazy. So strange.
It is so weird.
It's such a weird show. Why do we love it so much?
Because in these moments of just nothingness, you get a kernel of the craziest drama. I mean,
the stakes could not be higher despite nothing happening, really. Like, there's just a simmering tension under the whole show that feels like in the Midwest when you're just looking at the plains and then like a tornado rips through.
Totally. And I do not think I really, you know, to go back to what we were saying about Cody saying to Suki that he didn't feel safe and he can't fuck when he doesn't feel safe. Because to me, I didn't really buy it. But I actually, the more I sit with it, I'm like, oh, I think that is actually true of Cody, which is that he needs to have power over these relationships.
He kept saying, Robin, complied.
Yes.
Complied.
Oh, fuck.
Complied.
Just saying, Robin was willing to comply. So were her
kids. But it's such a self-fulfilling prophecy because Robin ultimately has been compliant, but I think she needs out of the fuck machine. Like she, I really do. I think it was Janelle who mentioned it's been a decade and Robin looked jealous. Like,
since they were intimate?
Yes.
So you think Robin's being fucked like raw?
I think it's too much for her. Jesus and I Christ. Think that she's going to rebel. And then what? Then what are we left with? A non-compliant Robin. And who's Cody fucking then?
Okay, because this is so interesting because I think what I resisted for a long time was people being like, oh, he just wants to fuck a bunch of women. I really did. I was like, no, yeah. You watch the show.
You don't know Cody.
You don't know him. Yeah, you don't know them. Like, careful, you know, easy.
You don't know
easy.
Him like I know my friends.
Exactly. And now to be at the end of the road and be like, yeah, I think it was about him fucking these women and like getting off on the power of it.
For it to really be as simple as that.
I know.
But you're right. Wielding his power, wielding having sex, deciding who he will have sex with and
who he
gets
won't. To. Yes. Whose night it is. You get that?
No, I get where Christine's coming from. Of course. Yeah, I get that. I get where Christine's coming from. Of course, being like, well, I don't want this for myself and I don't want this marriage.
Of course.
I just, there's something about it was odd to me.
Do you think that she's got something lined up or an ulterior, like, is this a like money play for her? Like, watch me pivot or is it?
Well, it seems to me that if we're going to talk about the other businesses, we could spend a whole podcast and maybe we should just going through all of their different companies, mm-hmm. you know, and all of the different ventures, because it does seem like right now I'm assuming that once Christine said she's out that she doesn't get to share in the family till
no or film the show, although she's gonna try to be like, what about it's like their storylines and then I'm over here cooking. Yeah,
she does have cooking with Christine and I'm not sure where that's set up. It seems like more of a
kind of catch as catch can
YouTube. Yeah,
I thought that was Mary and her daughter cooking. Well, they're doing that for fun too.
Oh yeah, that is something.
I mean, listen, even on Cooking with Christine, her own, you know, project, still no hair and makeup, but again, let's put that over there. Still couldn't quite get that as a line item but in the budget. But it does seem that Christine and Janelle are both hawking that gut health thing. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so they must have a brand deal where they've gotten paid a certain amount of money to like be the ambassador for these supplements or whatever they are.
You know, I think that Janelle and Christine will stay close. Like Janelle saying, we're now on a text chain with just the four of us feels kind of. I don't know. It's like a balloon has deflated. This family, I mean, it's as big as a couple getting divorced. You know, it's fractured irrevocably is my guess. And I think Robin's tears, Christine's trying to act like, well, I had to do what I had to do. And it's not going to really be affecting anyone. And Robin's actually like, no, no, this is done here, basically.
Poof, my goof.
Now, did you guys know Cody did ultimately get COVID?
What?
I did not know that.
He did. He did not. Yeah, you did not know that. He apparently in someone's cameo, you know, he does cameo. He was like, I hope you get over COVID. You know, I had it last week or whatever, and it took me out or something. So it's not like fully substantiated, but he did ultimately get it. So I wonder where he's at now.
Mm.
Also, people are saying that, sorry, last little news headline, that Cody and Robin have been lying this whole time about drinking alcohol and that people have seen them at the mall, a few in.
At the mall?
Well, yeah, guys.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, Robin does have, and I suffer from this as well, but I feel like there's something, and I keep harping on this, but I think she's been through the ringer, and she looks worse for wear.
We're going back here?
Yeah, because
okay.
And there was something about the way she was talking, and I suffer this from this too, a little slurry.
Go ahead.
A little slurry, even when you're not soft. And I don't know. Both June and Casey are looking at me like, I don't know. I think she's been hit hard, and I don't know if she's. Now there's a difference between having a lisp kind of rear its head versus being trashed at the mall.
I mean, listen, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't deny her that. Like, I don't think that I could not have gotten through this pandemic sober.
Oh God, that's how we, so many of us gotten through this, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get it. I'm just like, you know, that seems to be a pretty big tenet of their religion.
That's what I mean. But Christine leaving, it's like now we have nothing we're holding on to. Like everything is so topsy turvy. Everything's up for grabs to do. It's the ultimate betrayal, and she's taken a wrecking ball to the family. And I didn't find her to. And then it's so weird. They were all like, "We had no idea they were struggling this much." It's like you guys are in the family together. It really did highlight those. They just have never wanted to hang out. That's just been the problem from day one. They don't want to hang out. They don't call each other enough. They don't reach out and text and see how someone's doing.
What I want to know is there a group text that's thriving? Not just like, oh, we're all on the same. Was there a group text that was thriving that was just sister wives?
Oh, no. I agree.
You think Cody was always on it?
Janelle and Mary hate each other so much. I didn't even see them interact one time this season 16.
They did. Wasn't Janelle and Mary like, Mary called Janelle to like, let's go to Coyote Pass and hike up the little road.
Oh, and, right. I forgot about that walk.
And I felt like it was interesting because I felt like Mary was there to try to be like, let's let bygones be bygones.
That's what I mean. Mary is ready to forgive and forget this season and move it along.
But then at the end, Mary was like, she wasn't ready to let bygones be bygones. It was clear that it almost was like, you know, the few steps on Coyote Pass forward, few steps back.
This isn't a format that works for these women. this format of marriage. And last thing, you know, before we wrap up, but really did make me laugh at the reunion was like, you know, it's kind of a Bravo take, you know, like we're doing a reunion. To see them speed up the setup of it as though we're watching like in Bravo when they bring in the most elaborate, gorgeous sets, you know, to see them set up a light and then put like a piece of tinfoil over it to like, and just see them move out one couch. I couldn't believe it. But then Suki came and brought it. So I stood corrected there.
And Suki looked beautiful. I couldn't take my eyes off Suki.
Me neither. I'm looking up Suki. I'm like, who is this Suki? I love her.
I've never seen her before.
Gorgeous woman. And I don't know insightful. Her other work.
Yes, but I thought she did a great job.
And how they came to her, I would be curious to know. Because
me too.
And I was upset that I wasn't come to. But that's how good she was, is that I realized pretty quickly I wasn't the person for the job.
Yeah, sometimes you have to let others shine brightly. You know? And boy, did she ever. Now, listen, I do want to just, I know we started with Coyote Pass and I just want to end on it because, and by the way, I do feel there's about like 3 more hours to discuss.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, unfortunately. Yeah,
unfortunately.
There's a lot.
Much like this show, we need like 37 hours to discuss to one thing.
Nothing. To get one interesting thing.
Yeah.
But
we really do.
But I do wonder, well, two things actually. Is there any building going on at Coyote Pass? Has any sort of dirt been turned
ground
over?
Has not been broken. And also that pond is dry. Like the pond is, there was a shot of the dry pond.
Oh,
just hard.
That pond has really dried out. It's terrible. You know,
it is.
It's just terrible. It's so terrible.
Yeah, I'm looking at Coyote Pass right now on Google Earth.
What do you see?
Do
nothing.
See water?
Nothing's going on there.
Nothing.
So, okay. And then last question. How do you guys think like the logistics of this are going to work out? Are we're not spending any holidays together anymore? Christine's kids are going off on their own. I mean, remember, Janelle's children look to Christine as like truly a surrogate
yeah,
mother.
Yeah, Garrison.
Well, Chris
and
Garrison.
Thank you. Ah! It's like wow, in The Sound of Music of when she remembers Kurt. Oh, yeah. Garrison.
Just in the nick of time.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
God, I'd love to do a quiz on like all their names, like McKelty, Aspen.
Truly.
Truly.
Oh, the main one.
Ariana.
Not
Ariella.
Moesha.
Mama.
Mary's Madison. Daughter. Mary's daughter.
Madison? What is Mary's daughter's name?
Oh,
Mariah.
So not Moesha, Logan, but Mariah.
Logan, of course.
Logan. I love him. I wonder how he's doing.
I love Logan. I do follow Logan on Instagram. And he... You know, honestly, from the first time we met him, I remember, I'll never get over seeing him in the first episode cooking breakfast for all the little kids. And I thought,
something special.
This guy, this kid has got his head on his shoulders and he is something special. He's the best of them.
He's got that light around
him.
You know,
and maybe honestly, if this grand experiment was simply to like create a Logan, then it's not for nothing.
Not a one of these kids will be pursuing this lifestyle. And that says a lot. They're all just like, oh my God, we will never do this.
It really does say a lot. It really does say a lot. Oof.
Do we think they'll keep filming? And will Christine be on?
This cannot be the end. I thought Suki did like made, you know, wine out of water. But I did not leave this feeling closure or a completeness at all. And I think there's still so much we need to cover.
Why didn't they make Cody and Christine face Suki together? But they let him off pretty easy.
I don't think she would have shown up. Or maybe he wouldn't.
It was an interesting format choice.
It was. None of them were ever together.
One-on-ones, but we're cutting it like we're all, like it's a Housewives reunion. It was like they were all there together, but it was one-on-one. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it was surprising. I mean, I cannot imagine a world after this, after the pandemic kind of unmasked this whole situation. I cannot imagine a world in which Janelle and Robin and Mary are all living in the same house or even living next door to each other. It seems absurd.
Yeah. Coyote Pass is going to continue to live through, you know, the test of time and weather and tumbleweeds blowing through. I don't see grounds being broken at Coyote Pass, honestly, ever. But I do think filming is going to continue because Cody relies on that for money. He has to, right?
I could see them trying to make it kind of like Kardashians in the later years, which is like, we're going to give them hijinks to get up to that we write. So it's like Mary and Janelle have to go go-karting or, you know, but they just hate each other so much. We can't even get to hijinks. They like won't even go to the grocery store together. you know, it'll be interesting. I just watched this documentary on the Ice Age. And can you imagine in millions of years, just I'd love to just get a snapshot of what's on Coyote Pass.
Me too.
And who roams the earth there?
And it's just so interesting that they all moved there. Because, by the way, you guys, I think if they didn't, if they'd stayed at the Vegas cul-de-sac, they'd all still be together.
That's the hard truth.
I totally.
And
agree.
So it is the hard truth. It's like they moved for this greater, this bigger vision. And it's actually like what destroyed them.
And it's also a great reminder not to move until you have all your wives on board with your great big, farmhouse, post-industrial, one huge mountain home. Like that should have been covered before the move happened, but it wasn't.
They're, oh, Elizabeth, these people, nobody loves a rental more than the Browns. They are always moving into a city and planning on staying in rentals until they can find their. There's never,
we're never
never
at
seen
rest.
Them. No, they're truly like traveling. A traveling circus. Yes. It's really wild. Like they cannot get settled. And I mean, I'm just going to say this, like there are, they never once hired a moving company as far as my eyes can see, you know, and that's fine. They have so many kids. Like I get that, you know, but the trauma and stress of these moves, I really do believe has like killed something in this family. Like it's taken something out of them to do that to the kids over and over. Like it's just been too much. And then never forget, Mary was in a rental in Flagstaff and had to get into a different one.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember the whole storyline this season about Robin not wanting to move into a rental?
No.
She was like, we're going, or I'm sorry, not wanting to buy a home. She's like, we're going to find a rental. We're going to find a rental. It was early on.
Because she's clinging to this dream of Coyote Pass.
Well, there's 37,000 episodes per season.
There's
thousands
so
of episodes. Thousands. I've seen every frame of every one.
As have I, and I'm going back.
I would pay good money to find out how much money they make.
Me too. If anybody has that, please reach out and DM.
Oh,
I ask you guys one more question? It could be yes or no answer. Well, it's not really a certain question, but what is the relationship between Mary and Christine?
No.
It's a no.
I think it's a no too.
Okay.
I think it's a no. I mean, do you remember scenes coming to me in like a small office with lots of shit around it where it was like something was happening. I don't know if it was the catfish. I don't know what, but Mary was like pulling out of the family really hard, you know, in a very intense way. And Christine was like, you can't do this anymore. Like, you can't behave this way. Do you remember this?
Yes.
This, yeah. And I saw, like, I think Christine had to form an alliance with Janelle to survive. Mm-hmm.
And even they don't seem to love each other all that much.
No, I know. But I think Mary was very punishing as a first wife for many years. I agree, Casey, that now there's a lightness to her. But I think for many years, she was punishing.
Totally. I mean, you know, I hate Mary up until season 16. Season 16 is like the last season of Oprah, you know, or behind the whatever that it was a special season. And
it really was.
I know. And I want to last thing I do want to address, you know, people who have been very upset. And you said it, June. They've been thinking our silence is like misinterpreting it.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, I had a reading with an intuitive and I said, I don't feel. This is when I believe I had COVID and I said, I don't feel any like guardian angels around me. And she said, it's because they're so close. They're like on you. You can't see them. They're too close.
Yeah. Like one set of footsteps.
One set. That's what's been happening here. Like our silence has actually been too close to you. We've been too with you.
Our text thread, and the three of us, has been very active all throughout.
Yeah. And so I just wanted to make that clear to everybody.
And I do think like a lot has happened. It took a second to collect ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, put some thoughts together. Yeah. And there's still like, Elizabeth, I'm walking away with really wondering if like if Cody does come back to Mary, and if Mary's first wife intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she might be playing the long game.
If anybody works on the show, I just have questions I won't share that I need to know. Please reach out. And this episode is dedicated to you, Suki. Thank you for your work.
You guys, there's still more to say. I don't feel done. I don't feel done. I thought I would.
The episode ended, but then we felt compelled to continue to talk for another half hour. This is that conversation.
Oh man, that was that was so much fun.
And I do really think, you know, we said it quickly, but like, I do think Janelle's a lesbian, and seeing it her from the beginning now, I feel more strongly about that.
I do wish. Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, yes. But I do wish that we, to June's point, we had a little intel and could do a little sleuthing about their businesses. I'm so curious about their finances. I mean, that's why I want
someone to reach out for me to reach out to me too. I have a lot.
I just want to know an episodic fee. Yes. And is Cody getting paid more?
No, but I bet it's like not a lot. Do you think it's 25 like, each per ep or 10?
So like 10 to 15.
Six.
Get Six. The fuck it's out.
Reality.
Of here.
I mean, they don't get paid.
I did not know that.
Maybe they negotiated a better contract because it has been on for 16 seasons. So I'm sure they get a bump every year, but
we didn't even get into Cody's hair. We didn't get into his hair. I mean, there's so much.
And just, it's interesting to go back. That's all I'll say. And you'll learn things.
Okay. You know? Tonight I'm going back. I cannot wait. I love that show.
And it's such a long time ago. Like, it's truly like,
you know, in the clips when I saw like Christina and Cody fighting, I was like, oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. It's like almost watching it like you've never seen it before because it was so long ago.
And is it, I mean, just to be disgusting for a minute, when you look at them all those years ago, is it crazy to see? I mean, Janelle, I feel like, has aged gracefully. Christine,
beautifully.
Like, took a turn and now is on her. But Robin is tough.
And Mary.
We know how you feel about Robin.
We got it.
She doesn't look good.
It's pretty shocking to see Robin. It's pretty shocking. When I saw her
breakdancing, I was like, wow, she has been truly ravaged.
Yes. She looks like a teenager in the beginning. And
yeah,
she's just, life has been really
And that was coming hard. Off of an abusive really relationship. So it's not like she had been, you know,
she'd already been through it. And that's why Cody was like, I mean, are we recording again? But that's why Cody was her Prince Charming, you know, based on like,
I wish we'd said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But something has happened to her face. It's gotten wider at the bottom. That's all.
But that's what happens in life. And which is why I just got Botox in my jaws.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It feels weird. But it's because we widen here big time.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. And I know I look very puppy and wide right now, but look, who amongst but Robin really, like, what I would give is for them to just fucking give them hair and makeup and style them. I don't think they got hair and makeup on the goddamn reunion. Robin did that hair. There is no way
hairstylist.
No, but yes, but no, you guys, there was so much makeup on those couch testimonials. The makeup on the couch testimonials, you could scrape off with like a paint scraper. It was.
But Elizabeth, Bonkers. I don't think
that's all in the wrong artist. Direction.
It is. I think that was like them, you know,
or like a wedding person in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I hate it for them.
I mean, I had the thought, like, I wonder where we got back to them.
From us?
Yeah.
I don't a horrible feel thought, that they're on
but
the
there was
pulse
so much.
Way.
It felt
they tapped
like it
into
was...
us.
I don't think that we're on their radar.
I felt like it was overcompensating for something.
Interesting. I mean, maybe.
Who would we be friends with?
I would be friends with Janelle for sure. I love Janelle.
I love Janelle too, but
like
I
as
also
a mom
don't
friend,
think,
like I'd kick around with her in a heartbeat.
I think Janelle's colder than you might think she is, Casey.
I know.
She's repressed. It's a repressed.
She's repressed.
Chill. Yeah.
So it's kind of like
And I'm sure Christine would be the sweetest one.
I think
even
though you'd end up liking her.
Yeah. I think I'd end up liking Mary. I think if Mary was in front of us having a glass of wine, chatting.
There's a wild episode early on where Mary, they're good. They go to some cabin, which is way too small. And for like winter fun. And they literally, they show the size of this cabin, 16 people arrive. And like, they're in there for 2 minutes and there's just luggage piled up, like all their shit and like Costco, like they brought food in bulk and it's just a nightmare, but it snows there. And they show Mary going down on the sleigh and she goes, she's riding on the sleigh and then she rides over a giant hill and crashes into the home, like really hard. And they're all inside and they're like, like, oh my God, is she okay? And then the camera like runs over and finds her and she's like mangled at the side of the house. It's so
no memory of this.
But what's interesting is like the testimony is after discussing that, all the wives talk about Mary as though she's like a renegade. Like, you know, Mary, like crazy Mary.
What?
Like always doing that thing. Like that's, if that ain't Mary, like it's interesting that she's the one that stepped out.
I think the other women have been very generous about Mary's catfish. They haven't said a goddamn word. I would have been like, this fucking bitch.
Can I say something though?
I didn't think it was a big deal.
Is it so bad?
No, like, I wouldn't.
I do, guys.
Too.
Guys.
I didn't think it was a big deal.
Guys, she was trying to leave Cody and go be with this man.
But she never met nothing.
But she would have.
Yeah.
It was a woman. Elizabeth couldn't have been.
I thought about this too. I thought to myself, was it that bad? Like, why are they all so upset? Now, I do think from Cody's point of view and Elizabeth,
the selfies and the photos and the bath and the bubbles.
You've said this a million times. So it was also like an emotional affair.
Yeah, that's true. I have said that so many times.
You have really, put your stake in the ground really about how you feel about emotional affairs.
Really embarrassing for her when that happened.
Last thing. But like, what is going to happen with that ring?
The clatter.
Why did they say, I always grew up pronouncing it clatter ring. How do you guys pronounce it?
Clatter.
Okay, so I guess they're pronouncing it correctly. I guess that was just my Long Island. So do you think they're going to take that diamond out of the middle? Because that's what they inserted in when there was only three diamonds in the store.
What's going to happen with the family mission statement?
Ooh, we're going to need
all that drafting of all this shit, all that whiteboards and this and that. Revision.
There's so much word art that's around every, you know, every home. Crevice. Yeah, with all the names.
Oh man. Okay. Well, more to come.
I wonder what would happen if you guys both went back, you know.
I will.
I'm going to.
I will.
Okay. And then maybe we meet again.
Maybe at the end of summer, we kind of loosely try to just get through a little more, you know, and see where we're at again.
Because I'd be curious.
Knowing what we know now.
That's right.
Yeah. Because if you had me vote who would leave, she would have been the last one.
Oh, 100%. That's what's fucking crazy.
You never know. My mom used to say that about people's marriages. You never know what goes
on. Even if you're also in that marriage?
Yes.
So you don't know, even if you're in the marriage.
Even when you're there, even when you're right there. You know.
Even when it's your marriage.
You never know.
Well, that's what's interesting is like, it's
if the woman married your husband, what's going on behind their closed door?
That's what's really interesting, because it's like, I always thought when like Robin's kind of married to the ladies too, you know, like we're all married to each other.
But she thought, yeah,
that's what she thought.
And that's what Janelle thought.
But it wasn't, the way it was all framed wasn't like Christine's leaving the family. It's like Christine's leaving Cody.
Oh,
but she's also leaving the family.
Of course. But again, it's just the premise breaks down, you know, and it pokes a bunch of holes in this basic idea.
Something's coming up for me. I have to share this. I have a lot of anger with Christine right now.
Wow.
What she's doing to us.
I know.
There's something behind your thesis of it's so phony. It seems very phony.
Like, she's messed with us now by leaving because we watched this, you know, and now what?
I hear you, Casey. And again, I maintain that she was in it because she wanted the kids. You know, Robin's log line was like, I didn't just want the husband. I wanted the family or whatever she says. But it's like, I think Christine wanted the kids. And now her kids are grown. And now it's like, I'm no longer running a daycare. What am I doing? Am I supposed to be here for this guy? No.
I agree with Cody, though, when he said there's always some problem for Christine. I do agree with that, that you, yeah, she's the kind that's never satisfied. Like, she's going to find something else that's an issue. And I think she does a good job hiding that victim mentality, but I think it's there. At least Mary was out in the open with it. I never thought I'd be defending Mary like this.
I can't
Mary
believe stayed this for kind us. Of event.
Mary's still
she
there.
She did.
She's still there.
And she's not. And she's she there. Hasn't had sex in I don't know how many years.
Because of a catfish, not because she didn't want to. But she's there. For a catfish to enter into that world was the most jarring, amazing kind of collision.
Can we get a cameo from that catfish?
I would love to sit down with that catfish.
I'm actually looking forward. It's what's interesting about the rewatch is like I'm looking for clues. I'm like a little investigator, seeing things with Christine where I'm like, ooh, 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 seeing like hearing about 11-day honeymoon. I'm like, okay, we're setting the table for what's about to come. And to see Mary and Cody early on, they are like teenagers together, kissing Whoa. Each other.
No, they're not, June.
Fucking. You're not going to leave without giving me a kiss. Kiss, kiss, kiss. And
you're right.
Cause
I think they had a
together.
Good sexual connection.
They had a very like heated chemistry. And to also see that like Mary's kind of turned on by the fact that she brought Robin in. Like it's all kind of, they're
Control.
Sort of like, yeah, they're kind of this power couple in the beginning. And then to see they are. And then to see it devolve and see like where the problem started, it's really shocking. So I'm looking forward now to seeing the catfish and the revelation, you know.
I do appreciate Mary and Robin's connection.
I do too.
I think it's genuine and nice.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful.
Thank you all. Thank you both for being here. Can you guys just tell me anything you're working on, where to find you?
Oh my God.
And I'm sorry to make such a stark transition to the biz from the world we've been in.
I will say, I'm on Instagram at, I think it's Elizabeth Lame, my name, L-A-I-M-E. I also, there's a podcast I had many years ago that if people go to the feed soon, there might be a little treat there. I don't know, under Totally Married.
Oh. You were the first, it's called Totally Married, and you were the first podcaster on planet Earth. I believe that was you.
We were, yeah, always ahead of
an early adopter.
early. It was amazing.
Thank you, Casey.
It's a great podcast.
Thank you.
Miss June Dayan, you have two podcasts.
I have two, but honestly, like this episode is the only one I want to be doing, you know?
I know. Everything else fell away for me today.
Yeah, like this is, I actually have to record How Did This Get Made in an hour. And I'm like,
how are you going to get in that headspace?
I don't know how I'll be able to move on. And I do have more to say.
Thank you, June Dayan Rayfield. Thank you, Elizabeth Lame. Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, Danielle, honestly, for stepping aside so that we could do the work we needed
yes,
to do.
Yes, much like Christine, you know, much like Mary, like stepping aside so we could see. Clearly.
Oh my God. Thank you, everyone.